Today's Amud is Yevamos Pehei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pindal Amabiz, 18 lines from the bottom by the two dots, Gufa Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. So we mentioned previously in the name of Rav, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, that Loihuzeru Ksheirois Lihinasi Lupsulin, that women who are Ksheirois do not have an Isser to marry Psulin, meaning a woman who's, let's say, she's a Bas Kayin Kshera. She's allowed to marry a chalol. She's allowed to marry a man who's a chalol, even though a man who's a kayin, kasher, is not allowed to marry a woman who's a chalala. The women weren't commanded about the men, meaning a woman who's a kshera is allowed to marry a man who's a chalol. That was the chiddush of Rav. Now says the Gemara that lema misayele l'chayr, we have a braisa that supports Rav. The braisa says that chalul shenasa kshera. Our Mishnah really supports Rav. Our Mishnah says one of the cases is a chalul shenasa kshera. One of the cases where you have that she's mutter lebal and asr liyavam is a chalul shenasa kshera. That a chalul marries a kshera. So you see that even though she's a kshera, my lav kehenes. L'chayr, when it says that she's a kshera, it means that she's a kshera kehenes. She's a kshera kehenes, and afal pikein, she's allowed to marry a chalul. This was amongst the examples of women who are mutter to the husband and asr to the yavam. So you see, she's mutter to her husband, even though her husband's a chalul, and she's a kshera, which l'chayra kshera means that she's a kshera, that she's a kehenes, she's a bas kayin. To which the Gemara says that no, that umay kshera, kshera l'kahuna. That's what the Gemara assumes, that my love kehenes, umay kshera, kshera l'kahuna. That kshera means a kehenes, and kshera means that she's kshera l'kahuna. To which the Gemara says, lai, no, she's not a bas kayin. She's a Yisraelis. She's a bas Yisrael. She's a Yisraelis. Umay kshera, in what regard is she called a kshera? That she's a kshera l'kahal. That she's allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem, so she's allowed to marry a chol. Now that's pasha. That we never needed Rav to teach us that a Bas Yisrael, the Yisraelis, is allowed to marry a chol. There's no reason in the world why not. A man who's the Yisrael is allowed to marry a chalala. There's only a kayin who's not allowed to marry a chalala. A very Yisrael can marry a chalala. So for sure, a Yisraelis can marry a chol. That was never even a discussion. That was never put under question. The shaila is whether a Bas Kayin, whether a kehenes can marry a chol. Rav said the chiddush said yes. The mission is not a raya because when it says that the ksheira can marry a chol, it could be talking about that she's ksheira l'kahal, that she's a Yisraelis, not that she's a ksheira l'kuhu. She's a kehenes. Well, ask the Gemara, if kshera means kshera l'kahal, yachi, if so, so that when the Mishnah says that this chalo is yesh loy ach kasher, that he has a brother who's a kasher, so until now we understood that that meant that he's a kayin who's a kasher. He has a brother that's a kayin kasher, and this kshera who now married the chalol now becomes a chalala, so she's also to the yavam, she's also to the ach kasher, she's also to the brother that's a kayin. But if you're telling me that kshera really just means kshera l'kahal, not that she's kshera l'kahuna, she's just kshera l'kahal, so then yesh loy ach kasher should also mean kasher, should mean l'kahal. To be consistent, mechlal du pasul l'kahal mashma, that this for original person, the husband, when we said that he's a chalo, we really just mean that he's pasul l'kahal. He's pasul l'kahal, so then he's not allowed to marry this woman. Then she's asr to the husband. So the mission doesn't make sense. Elo lav kayin, it must be that he's a kayin. Umidahu kayin, he kayenes. And from the fact that when we say that the brother, the ach kasher, is a kasher kayin. Is a kasher kayin, so then it must be that when we say that she's kshera, we mean that she's a kshera kayenes, that she's kshera l'kahuna. And if she's a kshera l'kahuna, and afal pikein, the Mishnah says that she's allowed to marry l'chalo, so you see from here, a raya to Rav, that lo yuzru kshera is linasi l'psulin. To which the Gemara says, no, midi iria, hakadisa. It's not really a raya. It could be that when we describe the ach kasher as being a kasher, we mean that he's kshera l'kahuna. He's a kasher. But when we describe her as being Shera, we mean that she's Shera l'kahal. It doesn't have to be that they have to be, it doesn't have to be parallel. There's different ways, there's different meanings of Kasher and Shera, and we could use them both in the same Mishnah, and it doesn't have to be that it's parallel, it doesn't have to be that it means the same thing, and it could be that Hakadisa, Hakadisa, but there's no riot to Rav. It could be really she's not a Baskayin. A Baskayin in a Chanami could be is not allowed to marry a Chol, if we would say not like Rav. This lady's not a Baskayin, she's the Israelis. Now, Masav Rav and Bar Nachman has the kasha on Rav. How could you, Rav, say that there's a heter, that a bas kayin is allowed to marry a cholol? The Torah says in the Isser, in the pasuk that describes the isurim of a kayin who is not allowed to marry. So the pasuk says in Vayikra Chaf Aleph Zayin, the lashon of the pasuk is isha zayna v'cholola lo yikachu, that the kayin cannot marry an isha zayna or a cholola, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. And then it says, and a woman who's divorced also he cannot marry. So it says lo yikachu twice, isha zayna v'cholola lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. So it says a double lashon of lo yikachu. The Torah could have just said it all together. Isha zayna v'chalala, v'isha grusha me'isha, lo yikachu. Why does it say lo yikachu twice? It says the braisa lo yikachu, melamed sha'isha musaras al-yidei ha'ish. The braisa seems to be literally saying exactly pakeret from Rav. The braisa seems to be saying that the reason why the Torah says a double lashon of lo yikachu is goof coming to teach us that the isurim, that the man, that the kayin has to marry, the woman also has these isurim. So it sounds like just like a man, a kayin, is not allowed to marry a cholala, so too a kayhenes is not allowed to marry a chol. So it's a braisa that says not like Rav. To which the Gemara says, "Am I Rabba?" Then no, you misunderstood the Braisa. What the Braisa means to say is that Kolhecha duhu muzar he muzares. The Kolhecha duhu loy muzar he loy muzares. The Braisa means to say that the Isurim of the Kain are on the woman also. It just means, like the Lamashal, the Pasuk says that the Kain cannot marry a Zaino. So you might say, the Isur is on the Kain. Kamash malon lo yikachu lo yikachu. Then no, the Isur is on the Zaino also. Just like the Kain cannot marry the Zaino cannot marry the Kain. A Kain is not allowed to marry a Chalal. Just like the kayin has an iser, he cannot marry a chalala has an iser, that she's not allowed to marry a kayin has an iser, he cannot marry a grusha has an iser, that she's not allowed to marry a kayin. But you don't see anything from here that a woman kayhenes cannot marry a chalol. Maybe just like a chalol can marry whoever he wants, so too a kayhenes can marry whoever she wants. So all the puzzle, all the brice is coming to darshan is just that when there are isurim on the man, so then the iser goes on to the woman as well. But not that the same isur are going to apply to women in different contexts. That's not what the Braisa is coming to say. So there's no kasha from here on Rav. It could be really there is a heter for a kohenes to marry a cholol, and the Braisa is not saying to the contrary. To which the Gemara says, so wait a second. So you're telling me that the whole Braisa is just coming to teach us that just like the kohen has an isur to marry all these women have an isur to marry the kohen, that the isurim, the isur relationships apply, of these relationships applies to the woman as well. Ask the Gemara, Bahami Hacha Nafka, I need this drash of Lo Yikachu to teach us that women have the Isurim as well. Read Rav Yehuda Marav Nafka. I know it from none other than Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav teaches us elsewhere that women always have Isurim, the same Isurim of the man. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, V'chein Tana Devei Rav Yishmal, when the Pasuk says, Isha, Isha, Ki Yasu Mikoch Ata Yisa Adam, the pasuk says a man or a woman who's deserving of a karban chatas, if she does, or just in general, she does an iser, she does a mikol chatois adam limul ma'al b'ashem v'ashama hanefesh ahi. It says that she does an avera. So we learn from this pasuk of isha isha a general klal. We learn from here to kol atayra kula that his shve akasav isha li isha chol ancient shabatayra, that there's no difference between a man and a woman anywhere the Torah where it says an einish for a man and iser for a man. The isurim apply to a woman as well, unless I have some sort of miyat. The minastam, I always assume anytime there's an isser in the Torah that it applies to women as well. And if so, so of course, if the Torah says that the kayin cannot marry a grusha, a zayna, a chalala, so then the women have the isser as well. I don't need lo yikachu to teach me that. I know that from this drasha of his shvei akasav. So how can you tell me that the brisa of lo yikachu is just coming to teach us that the women have the isser as well? No, chayra, that's pashat from his shvei akasav. His shvei akasav already teaches me that the women always have the iser. So says the Gemara, no. Imeahi, if it was just for the drasha of Hishva Akasov, if it was just for Hishva Akasov, so have amino lava shava bako. So I might say that when is it that women always have the same iser as the man? That's only if it's a lav that shava bako. It's a lav that applies to everyone. Of a lav sheinu shava bako, like. But maybe when it comes to lavim that are miyuchad to kehanim, a lav that's not for all of Klal Yisrael, lavim that are special, that are not for everyone, so maybe then women do not have the iser, just like Yisraelim and Levim don't have the iser. So maybe women also don't have the iser. That's why I need la yukachu to teach me that even by this lav sheinu that even by a lav shein shavu b'kol, the women have the isra as well. I would not have known it from Hishva Akasav. However, ask the Gemara, how could you say that Hishvah Kasev would only teach me about a lav that Shava Bakal, the Hare Tumah? Look at the parasha of Tumah. Tumah meaning that there's an Isser for a Kayin to become Tumei Meis. And over there, by Tumah, the lav she'ain Shava Bakal, it's a lav that's not Shava Bakal. Yisrael and the Levi are allowed to become Tumei Meis. It's only a lav that applies to Kayhanim. Utaima the Kasev Rachmanim, B'nei Aaron, V'lai B'nois Aaron. The only reason why we say that women are allowed to become Tumei Meis, a woman, Kayhanis, is allowed to be Tumei Meis, the only reason why we say that is because we have a Mi'at, we have a Drasha, that the Torah says, Emer El Kanim, B'nei Aaron, we darshan that it only applies to the B'nei Aaron, V'lai B'nois Aaron, that women do not have this Isser. Halav Hachi, but without the Drasha, so then Hava Amina, Nashim Chayavais. I would have said that women also are Chayavais, that women also have an Isser to become Tumei Meis, even though it's a lav she'en shava b'kol. So my time, why would I say that they have the sisser? Lav mishum Rav Yehuda Marav. L'chayr, it's because of Rav Yehuda Marav's drasha of Hishva Akasov. So you see that Hishva Akasov doesn't just teach me about lavin that are shava b'kol. It could even teach me about a lav that's not shava b'kol. And if it could even teach me about a lav that's not shava b'kol, so why do I need la yikachu? Just as the Gemara, no, the Gamina min la yikachu. Al tishva akasov, I would never have had to have a minute to assume that women have an iser to become Tumei Meis because it's a lav shein shava b'kol, and his Shva Akasav only teaches me about lavin that are shava b'kol. However, once I have the drasha of la yikachu, that the women are included in the iser, the grusha, the chalala, the zayna, they're included in the iser as well. So now I would see from their opinion that always, even by lavin that are not shava b'kol, so women have the iser as well. Therefore, I would have said by Toma that women also have an iser to become Tumei Meis and Kamash Malam B'nei Aaron, but not because I would have learned it from Hishva Akasav, rather I would have learned it from the Drasha of La Yikachu. I would have expanded the Drasha and used it for Kol Terakula, that always, even by a lav, it's not Shavu B'kol, so women are included. Rika Damri, another teretz, for why do I need La Yikachu if anyways I already have Hishva Akasav? I already have Hishva Akasav to teach me. Now women are always included in Yisurim, so why do I need La Yikachu? Kicha Srichale, I need the Drasha of La Yikachu, because Salko Daita Chamina Ligmar Mitoma Kamash Malan. When I get to the parasha of La Yikachu, so I would have said that, wait a second, on the one hand I have Hishva Akasav, which teaches me across the board Lavan Hashava B'kol, Lavan She'en Hashava B'kol, this is the new teretz, that really Hishva Akasav teaches me across the board that women are included in Ancient. However, then I have a pasuk by Tumas Meis that women are not included. So now, when I get to La Yikachu, so I don't know what to do with La Yikachu. Should I learn from Hishva Akasav that the women are included in the Isser? Or should I learn from Tumas Meis that the women are not included? And if anything, maybe I would prefer to learn from Tumas Meis because it's more similar, because it's a lav shein shava b'kol. So maybe I should learn from Tumas Meis that women are not included. The women are not included. Kamash Malan la yikachu. So that's why I need the Torah to say la yikachu, to teach us that women are included in these isurim. Says the Gemara Baiter now, the Rapapa of Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Iklo Lehinsevu. The Rav Huna, Rapapa, and Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, they once went to visit the town of Hinsevu, which was a famous town, La'asid Ravidi Baravin. It was the town where Ravidi Baravin was the Marad Asra. So it was a big town, Ravidi Baravin was the Marad Asra. They came to this town, and as the guests in the base Medrash, Shobayu Minayu, so the Talmidim, they asked these two great sages, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, they asked them the following shayla. They asked them this shayla that we've been discussing. Do we say that a ksheres, that a woman kehenes, has an isser to marry a chalol, or do we say that she does not have an isser? Is she allowed to marry a chalol or not? So Amar Lu Rav Papa. So Rav Papa was the first to talk, and Rav Papa said the Tani Suah. It's a Mishnah. It's the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Kedushin, where the Mishnah says Asara Yochsin Alumi Bavel. There are 10 types of people with different types of yichos that came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael: Kehanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Chalalim, Gerim, Charurim, which is referring to a shifcha or an eved that was freed, Charurim, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shtuki, a person who doesn't know who his father is, Vasufi, doesn't know who either of his parents are. So these are the 10 different types of people that came to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says that amongst these 10, there's different halachas. Kehanim levim Yisraelim, utar lavi zebezeh. Kehanim levim Yisraelim, a man from a kayin, a woman that's a levium, or vice versa, or Yisraelim, they could all mix and match, and it's all beseder. Kehanim levim Yisraelim, they could mix and match in any sort of way, and it's all mutter. Levium Yisraelim, chalalim, geirim, charurim, utar lavi zebezeh. Kehanim, to the exclusion of kehanim, levium Yisraelim, chalalim, geirim, and charurim, they're also allowed to mix and match, and they could all marry each other. Geiri, Charuri, Umamzeri, Nisini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Mutarn Lavi Zebezeh. And they also, this other category, they could also all mix and match and marry each other. Things that we'll discuss, Bezal Hashem, when we get to Mesachas Kedushin. Now, what Rav Papa wanted to point out from the Mishnah was that V'ilu Kahana is L'chalo like a Tani. It never says in the Mishnah. It's coming to tell us who's allowed to marry who, and it never mentions that a Kayin can marry a Chalo, that a Kahanas can marry a Chalo. So it sounds like she's not allowed to. So you ask the Shaila, is a Kahanas allowed to marry a Chalo or not? The Mishnah in Kedushin sounds like she's not, because it doesn't say that she is. So it sounds like that she's not allowed to marry a Chalo. However, Amar Le Ravuna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Ravuna, Braid Rav Yeshua, he said, no, Zanaraya. Kol Eicha Dahani Nasmi Mahani, Vahani Nasmi Mahani, Katani. It could be the reason why the Mishnah doesn't teach it is because the Mishnah was only teaching cases where everyone can mix and match in any sort of way. The man from this group can marry the woman from that group, and the men from this group can marry the woman from the other group, where they can all mix and match in an even way. But Kayim, but when it comes to Kehanim and Chalalim, Kevin di ilu baylam insav chalala asirale, since a man who's a Kayim, is not allowed to marry a woman who's from the Chalal group, is not allowed to marry a Chalala, so therefore, like a Tani, because you can't mix and match. It's true, it goes one way. Kehenes can marry a chalala, but since a kayin cannot marry a chalala, so it could be that's why the Mishnah didn't teach it, but it could be that really it's mutter, so you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah in Kedushin that it's aser, so they didn't have any raya in the end of the day. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, so they went to their lodgings, they went to Ravidi Baravin, also Lukami Ravidi Baravin, and Amar Luhu, they said over the Shakla Tai, that happened in the base Medrash, and Ravidi Baravin, the Mara Da'asra, said to them, he said, Dardiki, my young children, my young ones, Hachi Amar Ravidi Amarav, there's no need to get into a whole debate, we already have a member from Ravidi Amarav, Rav Tanu Polik, and Rav taught us that loy hozruk sheiros unasil psulim, that there is no iser, and really a kehenes is allowed to marry a chalol. So that's it. That's the halacha, that a kehenes is allowed to marry a chalol. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So the next part of the Mishnah discusses shniyos. Shniyos b'divrei seifrim v'chulu, and the Mishnah said that if someone marries someone who's asur to him as a shniya, so then she doesn't have ksuba, she doesn't have mizoinai, she doesn't have beloi, she doesn't have basically any of the privileges of a married woman. Says the Gemara, b'nei b'nei biri mi Rav Sheshes. B'nei biri asks from Rav Sheshes the following shayla. Let's say you have someone who's a shniya labal, beloi shniya liyavam. She's a shniya to Reuven, but she's not a shniya to the Yavam, she's not a shniya to Shimon. So yesh lo ksuba mi Yavam eloi. We know that she's mutter to the Yavam. That was in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that if she's a shniya to the Baal, but not a shniya to the Yavam, so then she'll be asher to the Baal, and mutter to the Yavam. The shayla is does she get a ksuba from the Yavam or not? What's the shayla predicated on? Kevin damar mar ksuba nechse baila harishain, so maybe lasla. On the one hand, we know the halacha is that when the Yavam, when Shimon does Yibam, so the ksuba always goes onto Reuven's estate. So since it's contingent on Reuven's estate, and she doesn't get a ksuba from Reuven, so maybe she also will not get a ksuba from Shimon. Dilma, maybe kevin di ilu laslam irishayin tekinu lerabbanan misheni. So maybe isla. Maybe since the halacha is also that if Reuven doesn't have an estate, and there's nothing, there's nowhere to get a ksuba from Reuven's estate, so then we do say that the Yavama gets a ksuba from the Yavam. She gets her ksuba from Shimon. So she is shayach to Shimon, so maybe she should get a ksuba from Shimon, and even though she wouldn't get one from Reuven. That was the shayla. And Lamaisa Amar Luhu Rav Sheshes said to them, the Tanisua, I could bring you a raya from that which we learned, the ksubasa al nichse baila harishai. It says that the ksuba goes onto the first husband's estate, the maisa shniya labal, afilu mi yavam einla. And it says that if she's a shniya to the husband, if she's an Isra Shnia, so then she does not even get a ksuba from the Yavam. So Mamish Lahedi in the Braisa, this Shaila is Mamish spoken about Lahedi in the Braisa, that in such a case where she's a Shnia Labal, so then Afilu Mi Yavam Engla, so then she does not get a ksuba even from the Yavam. So that's the end of this Shaka of Atayir Batsam. But now the Gemara just has a cash on the Nusach of this Braisa. The Lashon of the Braisa was that if she's a Shnia to the husband, so then she doesn't even get a Ksuba from the Yavam. It's Mashma, Michlal, or Di'ika, the Islam of Yavam. That there are times where a woman could get a Ksuba from the Yavam, and that's not true. We know that the Yavama gets her Ksuba from the Ba'ilu HaRishon. So what's the Pshat in this Lashon of the Braisa? Where it says that if she's a shniya to the Baal, so then she won't even get a ksuba from the Yavam. She never gets her ksuba from the Yavam. Says the Gemara, no, there's an exception. This is why you have to read the Braisa. That ksuba sal nechzei ba'ila harisha. That her ksuba always goes to Reuven's estate. Vilasla mi rishain tekinu la misheni. If the Reuven doesn't have an estate, so then she'll get a ksuba from Shimon. V'ma'is a shniya lebal afilu mi Yavam eila. However, if she's a shniya to Reuven, so then even though she's technically deserving of a ksuba from the Yavam, in this case, we won't give it to her. That's what the Braisa means to say. Now, says the Gemara, the boy minei Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechna. Rabbi Lazar asked a shayla from Rabbi Yechna. And it's really going on the hemshech of our Mishnah. The hemshech of the Mishnah said that even though by a shnia, if someone marries a shnia, so that she does not get a ksuba, ein la mizaynais, ein la blois, ein la eskol, all the different rites, when it comes to different marriages that are asa midaraisa, generally most of them at least were asa midaraisa, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So when it comes to different relationships that are asa midaraisa, like a man al kain gadol, or a grusha to a kain hegir, so then the Mishnah says that she does get a ksuba. That was the lashon of the Mishnah, that she gets a ksuba. The Mishnah totally leaves out all the other things. It leaves out mizoinais. Does he have to support her? That's left out from the Mishnah. Doesn't discuss it. The Mishnah says that she gets a ksuba when the iser is daraisa, so she gets a ksuba. And we'll have to see why. What's the reason for this difference and when we get to the Gemara later. But Lamaisa, it says that she gets a ksuba. It doesn't mention if she gets mizoinais. So boyim minei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yechanan aman al kain gadol grusha v'chutz the kain hediyet yesh la mizoinais ain la mizoinais. What's taka the halacha? Does she get support? Does she get monetary support or not? Does he have to support her? So says the Gemara Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema di Yasva to say, if she's still living by him, meaning they're refusing to separate, they're supposed to separate. She's Asertem Midaraisa. She's Asertem. So they really have to divorce her. And they're still living together. So then it wouldn't make any sense to say that we would make a takana that he has to give her monetary support. But Amud Bahaitzi Kai, we're telling him that he has to get rid of her, that he has to divorce her. We're trying to ruin their Shalom Bayis, so to speak. And now Mizayna is Isla, and we're going to say, and we're going to try to help their Shalom Bayis, and we're going to try to help their relationship, make things easier for the woman, and then tell him that he has to support her. And that doesn't make any sense that we would do such a thing. The two things are contradictory. So like Tzricha, the case must be that Rav Sheis, that Rabbi Lazar asked the Shaila from Rabbi Yechlan about whether or not she gets support. The case must be like Tzricha Shahalachu L'Medina Sayam. What happened was, is after the husband did this Isser marriage, he went overseas, and Lamaisa, she needed food. She didn't have any money. So she borrowed money from someone. She went to the neighbor's house. She borrowed some money. She said, I can't pay for the groceries. My husband will be back soon. Do you mind? I'll borrow some money and he'll pay you back. So she borrowed some money. And she ate. So normally in such a scenario, when the husband comes back, he has to pay the bill. The Shaila is over here. We said that she gets a ksuba. Does she also get mizoinis in this way? My, what's the halacha? Does he have to pay the bill? What's the Shaila based on? Do we say mizoine tanai ksuba ninu? That mizoine is a part of the ksuba. But the isla ksuba is a mizoine from the fact that Chazal said that he has to give her a ksuba. So we say that he also has to give her mizoinis. Idilma ksuba de la mishkal mefak isla. Or no, maybe Chazal were fine giving her a ksuba because a ksuba is given after they separate. So that's something that we're fine to give. But mizoine idilma te'akiv gabe. But mizoine is where there's a concern that maybe she'll end up staying by him if she sees that she's getting support. So then lesla, so then we're not going to allow him to pay off her bill. That's the shayla. So Amar Lei, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yechanan said back to Rabbi Lazar, he said back that lesla, that she does not get mizoinis, the husband does not pay the bill, it's all on her. Now ask the Gemara, Tanya Yeshla, but we learned in the Braisa that she does get mizoinis. So how are we going to reconcile Rabbi Yechanan's psak with the Braisa? Says the Gemara, that ki tanya hi la'achar misa. The Braisa, when it says that he pays the bill, that's talking about after he died, where there's a halacha, that Alman and the Yisaynis be Nechse Yisaynim, that she gets her food paid for by the Nechse of the Yisaynim, so there already, when he's dead anyways, there's no concern that he's keeping her around, he's dead, so therefore, we'll say that he has to pay the bill. But otherwise, he does not give her the Mizaynis. Now, it's the Amri, some have a different Shakavataria, that Amar Lay, that when Rabbi Yochanan was asked the Shaila, so Amar Lay, so Rabbi Yochanan responded, and he said that Tanya Yeshlo, we learned in the Braisa that she gets Mizaynis. And on that, the question was, Ha'aba Amid V'Haitzikai. But we're trying to get them to get divorced. Now you're going to make things easier. You're going to have him pay the bill. So how could it be such a thing? Ah, Velaha Tanya. But Lamaisa, we learned in the Braisa that she gets the Mizaynis. So how are we going to reconcile the Braisa, which seems to be going against all logic? That Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa that Yeshlo, to which the Gemara says, that Kitanya hi Lacha Misa, that Braisa was going after the husband already died anyways, where there's no concern for staying around, that's why he'll pay the bill. But otherwise, if he's alive, so then he does not give her mizaynis. Even though he gives her a ksuba, that's because that he gives her on the way out. But he does not pay for her mizaynis.